From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The violence in Syria has been called a civil war, although the more accurate description is sectarian war. The conflict is reduced in most accounts to a fight between the majority Sunni Muslim population and the minority Alawites. But some Alawites have joined the uprising. NPR's Deborah Amos met one of them in neighboring Turkey.
He is nervous and lights another cigarette before he continues his story. He's an Alawite, a faith shared with the Syrian president and the elite of the regime. His minority community mostly supports the government. He wants the regime to fall.
Those people has stopped using their minds since a long time. They are just acting by their feelings.
He doesn't want his name revealed. He's afraid for his family in Syria. But his Facebook page, Alawite Youth, critical of the regime, has already put him at risk. And in the past weeks, his family has been threatened. They live in an Alawite neighborhood in the Syrian city of Latakia.
So they come to your house, they punch your brother, and they keep calling you?
Yeah.
And saying what?
They just threatened me and my family. They just kept saying that we're gonna kill your brothers, we're gonna rape your sisters. So what can you do?
His family, who once supported his activism, begged him to erase the Facebook page he launched in April 2011. He joined the uprising in the earliest days and was proud to show that the revolt was for freedom and not a fight between religious sects. But he erased the page a few days ago for the sake of his family. Now the only traces are on random sites on the web.
This is my name here, the name of my page, the Alawi Youth page.
And that's all that's left.
Yeah.
His journey was the same as the Sunni Muslim activists here. He took part in demonstrations. He was jailed for months and tortured. He escaped to Turkey 5 months ago. All the while, he kept up his Facebook page. A Sunni Muslim activist helped him.
So we became friends. So he told me that he was astonished that there is some Alawi people who support the revolution. But unfortunately, after the Al-Hula massacre, I just lost him.
The Hula massacre was another event that cemented the sectarian divide. It began with the army shelling a Sunni Muslim farming district and ended with Alawite militiamen, known as the Shabiha, killing house to house late into the night. More than 100 people died, including a Sunni Muslim activist willing to work with an Alawite for the sake of the revolution.
He was a good friend. He was an honest man, open-minded. It's a disaster, actually.
The divide in Syrian society means he's increasingly isolated among the Syrian exiles here.
You are not so welcome in the revolution. You have to prove every day, every single hour, you have to prove that you are supporting the revolution.
And it seems he has to prove himself again when we sit down in a cafe popular with young rebels who come to southern Turkey for a break from the fighting. They are all Sunnis. This Alawite gets looks. Unfriendly looks.
Yeah, it make me so sad, so desperate. There are so many people of like this guy who's looking at me, suspicion me, and I understand his looks. This is only a disease in Syrian people.
Now the revolt and the regime's response have separated Syria's communities. It was different in his college days when his friends were Christians and Sunni Muslims.
We have been laughing on our religion for 10 years. So I told one of them, "You are stupid Sunni." And he told me, "No, you are stupid Alawi." We're laughing about that. There is a feeling of brotherhood in that we are just Syrian. We are just human, just Syrian.
He's a lonely man now, he says, when we leave the cafe.
I have suffered from the regime. I have suffered from my little community, which is the Alawi minority. And up here, I'm actually really suffering from the opposition.
He remains committed to the revolution, committed to his choices, because, he says, Syria must change. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Antakya, Turkey.